This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
It's a Friday on the Pomp and Joe Show. Mackie and Limits in for the guys. They're both off. Thank you so much for finding us. Great opening segment there talking about the what-if game and the Pirates and what if they would have made better, quicker, more aggressive decisions. It's torturous, I know. They've since veered off course. We're getting into that a little bit. We'll get out to the phones in just 1 second. Our six-pack, though, is brought to you by Bet365. And that sounds very good right now, as long as it's orange juice or maybe sparkling water. That type of thing, Limits. All right, Paul in Pittsburgh wants to talk about the Pirates. And again, anybody else who wants to chime in on where this veered off course for you, let's have a conversation. Paul, what's going on? You're on the Fan.
Yeah, so I agreed with a lot of what you guys said. Definitely need to spend money. But about the analytics, do you know who is the most analytically driven teams in the major leagues?
The Guardians and the Rays.
Yeah,
actually, the Dodgers, too.
The Dodgers and the Astros as well. And
yeah.
You're looking at just like, I know they spend money and they bring in talent, but they're also analytically driven with their decision-making and different things like that, especially when it comes to the draft. So you got to look at that when in terms of analytics. I think you guys...
We're not railing against analytics, Paul. I mean, we're not saying they're bad. We're not saying don't pay attention. It sounds like that's what you heard, and maybe we did a poor job articulating it.
I think maybe we're looking at the wrong analytics with some decision making. So I will agree with you like how you mentioned the bacon stat and everything. But I will say that I do think analytics have an important part. And then one other thing with like the Henry Davis pick, if we don't take Henry Davis there, we never get Bubba Chandler. Unless we go with a different under slot. But if I was looking back to that draft and there was some better options, like you're seeing Marcelo Meyer play well. And so I do agree with you. And I think that was a big turning point and where it was like, what are we doing here? Because we weren't going to win right then and there with that Henry Davis pick. And that was a win now decision. And he didn't pan out because we rushed him through the minors and he was playing well in the minors, but he got up to the bigs and just something looked off. And I don't know if you disagree with that or what your opinions are on that. Especially with like taking Bubba Chandler in the second round, that draft.
Wasn't he the third round? I thought Salamedo was the second rounder there.
You might be right. I could be wrong on that. I thought Bubba was second, but
yeah, Chandler wasn't the third and it was Salamedo in the second.
Okay. Yep. But either way, like you have to go over slot to get the high schooler there in the third round.
Right.
So.
Okay. Yeah. We'll weigh into all that. Thanks for the call, Paul. Appreciate it.
Yep.
Yeah. I feel bad because I'm not trying to slam analytics.
Yeah.
I agree with everything Paul's saying. There's a time and a place and evaluation and, you know, no, it shouldn't be some 85-year-old guy saying, I'm not turning on a computer. That's not what we're trying to say. They have their time and place. I also think you can just get a little too adherent to them and you're making decisions based on that. I guess it's just also kind of a catch-all statement for player evaluation, for development, for how you can you pick the right guy? Can you bring him along? Can you accentuate certain things? Can you identify what he needs coached with, help him fix those, empower him to make those changes, and get those changes to translate at the major league level? I mean, that's sort of, I guess analytics is a bad catch-all term, but you know, and just to loop back to his point about the 21 draft, I mean, you went over slot with Salamato too. And at this point, that pick looks incorrect. He's not a finished product. He was a high school kid as well, but you went over slot and you spent money there. I mean, the Pirates have lacked, obviously, in a lot of areas, and they should spend more, and I want to see them spend more, and you want to see them spend more, and all of that is a completely fair criticism. I might even argue, well, I don't need to rank these things, so I'm not going to make a mess for myself that I don't need to, but...
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
They've been bad making these decisions, and it's been costly. Identifying the right players, developing them, obviously. And, you know, Limits, you brought up the Guardians and the Rays and other teams like this. I mean, the Pirates are nowhere close to these teams. They're supposed to be. They're supposed to be out in front leading them. That's what Bob Nutting thought he was getting. He thought he was getting, like, an enhanced version of these teams, and it's just been that sort of decision-making gone awry.
Yeah, they're not those teams. The gap is far. I don't know how far off it really is.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of things that they need to do.
Between them and, like, being, you know, a competitive team.
Yeah, between them and being a competitive team, it is pretty far at that point. And, you know, a lot of that falls under a lot of the things that we've been discussing, and that's an organizational front office approach too, and it's a scouting thing as well, like knowing the right people to take, knowing the right way to develop hitters, and just having good, smart coaches. Because even when those guys are taken out of organizations and they get hired by other places to try to teach their messaging, they're able to replace them with someone else. And that's another significant component.
No doubt. All right, let's get one more call in here before we get to another break. And Ray Fittipaldo again at the top of the hour, looking forward to a Steelers discussion with Ray. Greg in Youngstown has an opinion on this. What's up, Greg?
Hey, how's it going? I don't even know if they watch these guys play. And you know what? Again, drafting guys is a guessing game. It really is. But Tamar Johnson's like 5'9", 5'8". I mean, this is who we're drafting number one. Are we drafting bigger body? I know we got Trio. He's big body, but he can't hit. But we drafted this guy who was undersized. I don't know if they even watched Henry Davis play, because if they watched him play, they probably just saw the hole in his swing. I just don't think they have good scouts. I mean, I know a scout from the Cardinals. He's a scout for the Cardinals and played in the Cardinals organization. And he says that you can't believe what these organizations ask me to look for. You know, if we draft all 6'3" pitchers and there's a kid that's 5'11" and he throws a 100 miles per hour, they would tell him, don't draft him. I mean, don't sign him. So it's just the philosophy of the organization. But again, it's a guessing game. I mean, you don't know what you're getting. You have no clue.
Other teams have guessed better, though, Greg. Well, and I know you're not defending them, but, there is a way to do this better than they've done it.
Real quick, look at the Guardians. So they got Ramirez, right? They got Ramirez. Who's the other great players, position players they drafted? Not many. Not since the 90s. They really haven't drafted great position players. They've drafted great pitchers.
Okay.
But Ramirez makes them a better team.
Yeah. I get you, man. I get you. I'll take great pitching, and you can trade it for others. The Guardians have also traded extraordinarily well. It's an important point. They've built a bullpen. Though I will give the Pirates credit on this. It looks like the bullpen might actually be halfway decent this year. And Limits mentioned, you know, how they reconstitute themselves for next year, how close they are to being a contending team. Because of the bullpen, because of this pitching staff, I actually have a reasonable amount of optimism. I just don't want to see them make meek decisions like they did this offseason, and also with the manager at the beginning of the year, where you're hoping that something's going to get better and you don't really have a lot of reason for it. Go out and change it. Go out and change it. You have a precious amount of time while Paul Skeens is here. Don't sit on your hands.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.